Happy Friday to you, and also wishing you a beautiful new month as we're on the first day of March. I love this time of year because, as I said the other day, it gets brighter, the evenings are longer, and also it kind of gives you just a pep in your step, I think, when weather changes and it's brighter and longer days, brighter mornings. It can just give you a sense of rejuvenation. And also, like I mentioned as well on Wednesday's audio, that, you know, it can be a time of year where we actually feel like we're coming out of hibernation and we're ready to do things. And I feel as we're coming to the end of the week around devotion, discipline and accountability, it's a great kind of time to really put everything that you've thought about this week actually into action. That's what this was all about, was to ask you these deeper questions like I did yesterday around your devotion, what you're devoted to, why you're devoted, why you're not devoted, do you think you can be disciplined, why you're taking accountability, why you're not taking accountability. But really for today, this is a very short teaching, and it's just to say to you that change can happen at any point. The best time for a new beginning is right now. In this moment, as you're listening to this, this is the time for change. So whether you want to make and create great things in your life, from new jobs to new relationships to better finances to a better social life, traveling the world, whatever it is, you have actually got the power to create those things. They may take time, they definitely take effort and hard work, but it also just means that you can have the life presently and in the future that you actually desire. For those of you who might be feeling more stuck or more flat, this is the day you can commit to yourself to say, okay, I'm going to take one baby step towards getting me out of this headspace. I'm going to listen to one positive podcast. I'm going to watch a positive film. I'm going to spend time with positive people. I'm going to write out some affirmations. I'm going to declutter my house or my living space. There's so many little things that you can do to start that process. For any of you that are in a place of feeling flat and don't feel like you're able for those baby steps, maybe it's time to think about talking to somebody, getting some healing done, or different modalities of therapies that you could do, something that'll give you that support that you need. Because sometimes things are bigger than us and we just need somebody else's help to support us and to move us on from that. So that might be a step that you could think about taking and going towards that now. And for anybody else listening to this that might be just at a place where you're not where you thought you would be. So maybe you've been working towards different things happening. I always listen to that expression, when we make a plan, God laughs. And I think that's not really necessarily true, obviously. But if the saying really is just talking about the fact that sometimes we can have great things that we want, but we've got to let go of the timing, or we've got to let go of the how part. So if you've got like dreams and goals and aspirations that you're trying to work on now, or things that you're on a path, the biggest thing to do is surrender it up. And this is across the board for all of us, no matter what stage you are. It's just about lifting yourself and saying, okay. So the other day I put a post up on my, I have an Instagram page for It's Time For Me, but I also have an Instagram page for fertility stuff. And I put a post up saying, fear is inevitable, but I won't let it paralyze me. And I think it's a really good quote for all of us to look at. So I had surgery, obviously, a couple of weeks ago, a little bit of a scare this week in terms of I won't even get into it, but had a bit of a scare this week and I'm on bed rest now for another week, but everything's totally fine. And in this time of like pure rest, when I literally have to lie down and like not do anything, I've started to think about just myself and where I want to be. So in not just around fertility, but other parts of my life that I want to progress that haven't really been moving forward or just haven't got there as fast as I want to. And I thought about these different areas and fertility being one of them, and saying, you know, we get fearful, like I'm fearful of things not happening the way I want them to happen. But what I realized is that actually, even by having a positive mindset, as I actually do, and moving towards things and even acknowledging how I feel towards things, that fear is always there, you know, as an undercurrent. And sometimes it can come up and be very, very strong in each of us. And sometimes it's there in the background. And it can be there more than we actually realize. But what I have decided to do is to kind of delve into that fear. So one thing I did, and I'm just sharing this with you as a way of, you know, you can turn things around in this time of just complete rest. I've said, okay, I need to go into my fears. So one of the fears, obviously, with fertility is I'm not going to get pregnant. It's not going to happen. And I would have conversations with my husband about this, and he would say, okay, well, what will happen if, like, it isn't meant for us, or like, we're not going to have kids, like, what would we do? And I just would shut the conversation down and be saying, I'm absolutely not going there. I can't think of that. It's not an option. We'd have to find a way. We'd have to do this. We'd have to do that. And I would just go, but what would actually happen to my whole body is I would just go into total panic around it and feel really, really, really nearly sick in my stomach and just fear. And I'm talking about pure fear of just like that. I can't even go there in my mind. So I've been really allowing myself over the number of weeks before I had the surgery to kind of say, okay, look, what if, you know, I can't ever have kids? What if I have the surgery and I'm told I'm not going to be able to? And that didn't happen, which is wonderful. But what I allowed myself to do actually was to go into the fear, to actually picture my life of how it would be without this certain this thing. And actually, I'm picturing my life now because I don't have children now. So I'm picturing my life now and looking at all the good things that are there, and then looking at how the things I've planned for in the future that they could change and what other things that could come in. And what I realized in doing that by going into the fear was I was like, okay, like nothing would be different, let's say, it would be how it is now. So whilst I obviously really want children and I'm still visualizing that, what actually came over me was a real sense of peacefulness. So anytime now a little bit of fear comes in, which really hasn't been that much of, oh God, will this work or will we have children? I actually am visualizing and not trying to visualize. It's just the imagery that comes up is my life with children. And it's really interesting because by actually delving into the fear of things and delving into the fear of things and really visiting it and allowing myself to sit in it, the positive pictures, the positive feeling, the calm feeling that's come over me is amazing. And I've spent like the last year or so in a place of fear, more fear than I've realized. So I'm sharing that story with you as you finish this end at the end of this week to show you that that's one particular area of my life. I am doing that in other areas too, but like go there. When I've done exercises with you before around looking at your fears, so you look at your fear, what do you fear is going to happen, what do you think is going to happen if that fear comes to pass, and what would you do? You know, you're actually going there. But in this, it wasn't writing it out, it was actually just going in my mind and saying, okay, how does this feel in my body, where am I feeling it, where is the energy coming up? So in actually surrendering and accepting the situation, which I always talk about, acceptance and surrendering, and acceptance and surrendering are not giving up, by the way, they're just coming into a place of, okay, what if this happens? The fear has actually dissipated, and I'm probably more relaxed about this than I ever have been before, which is amazing. So it could be an idea for you to do that. It could take you time. I'm a year and a half before I actually could go and allow myself to picture the picture I did not want to see. And then I was really pleasantly surprised with what has come up since. So don't force yourself if you feel like you're not ready. But if you are, allow yourself to go there. So either way, at the end of this week, it's just been, you know, I'm slower with the teachings just because I'm still not completely back to normal yet. But I just think it's about thinking about everything we've looked at this week and thinking about what I've talked about and how that affects your life, what step you can take, how you're going to move forward and what you're going to do. It's a new month, new energy, new time, new beginnings, and get ready to go and achieve exactly what you want to achieve or to create in your life. So there'll be teachings over the weekend, but they won't be related to this topic because we're finishing up with this today. And then I'm covering a great topic from next week, which one of the members sent in this week. And I just felt very strongly when I read it, I thought that's brilliant, which is about grief and loss, but not just not about grieving and loss of a person, but grief and loss of, you know, where you're not in your life, if that makes sense. And I don't mean that in a negative way, but it's kind of like I was saying earlier, when we have a plan, God laughs. It's like when we can't give up to divine timing, how do we deal with grief of things that haven't happened for us or loss of things? You know, sometimes our life can go in negative cycles and we can lose periods of our life, or sometimes we're just not on track as much as we want, and we can feel a sense of grief and loss for that. So we're going to be covering that next week and just looking at really how to turn that around, delve into it, and then turn it around into something positive as well. So I wish you a beautiful weekend, and I look forward to connecting with you over the weekend, but I really am excited about covering next week's topic, and I look forward to talking to you then. If you've any questions at all or any feedback you'd like to give me, please do feel free to text me. I do love to hear from you. And again, even if you didn't have a chance to text me last week, and you have topics you wanted me to cover, please do send them on. There's no problem. Have a great day.